It's time for another installment of Hidden Kitchens. Today we go to the Mexican town of Tequila and the region that produces the legendary namesake spirit.
Shouldn't a different song be playing? Anyway, any bottle of tequila must be made from the Weber Blue species of agave grown and distilled in that region. Field after field of agave gives this land a blue hue, defining its economy and traditions.
The Kitchen Sisters, producers Davia Nelson and Nikki Silva, travel to Mexico and share this story, which they call Tequila Chamber of Commerce.
This is the main entrance to Tequila, Tequila Town. My name is Gabriela Cañedo, National Chamber for the Tequila Industry. In this row, you can find a lot of distilleries. This is Tequila Tres Mujeres, Hacienda de Oro, Herradura is right there. In this way, you can see Sousa Factory.
My name is Guillermo Erickson Sousa. We're in the town of Tequila. We're on the northwest slope of the Volcán de Tequila. It's an old expired volcano. And I'm the fifth generation to make tequila in my family. Now at our little distillery here, La Fortaleza, we only make 100% agave tequila. Zenobio Sousa, my tatarabuelo, great-great-grandfather, got to this town in the 1850s when he was a 16-year-old boy. At the time, it was kind of a boom town. There was a lot of people setting up tequila distilleries. Previously, it was illegal to make distilled spirits in Mexico to keep competition away from the spirits that were produced in Spain. Zenobio started the brand of Tequila Sousa in 1873. He was the first to export tequila into the United States. Tequila was like the cement worker, bricklayer's drink. It wasn't for the upper classes. We used to go to a wedding and you would see all brandy bottles on the tables. There was never any tequila bottles. About 1946, my grandfather, Javier, took over and slowly made Tequila Sousa what it was, the product of Mexico. Unfortunately, he sold Tequila Sousa when I was about 20 years old in 1976. We were all stunned. All of a sudden, he just sold out. I found him reading the newspaper, and I said, "Oye, is Daddy Javier, ¿por qué vendiste la fábrica? Daddy Javier, why did you sell the distillery, you know?" And he pulled his paper to one side, and he said, "Porque yo quería," because I wanted to. This is a very tough business. Fortunately, we kept this little old distillery. We were able to put it back together and get it making tequila in the traditional way. We brought out a brand called Fortaleza. It means fortitude. Guadalajara.
Guadalajara is a Silicon Valley for Mexico in so many ways. Tequila industry produces a lot of jobs and a lot of money. It's not only tequila, it's also what it means to go out to the tequila country. It's becoming an experience. It doesn't only mean alcohol, it also means culture, folkloric dancing, mariachi, music, food. My name is Rogelio Navarro. I live in Guadalajara. I'm a video journalist. Tequila industry is a very huge part of the future of Mexico. But the biggest tequila companies are not Mexican anymore. They are internationally owned. And now that the Tequila Chamber of Commerce just sent first package of tequila to China, they are expecting to sell more and more millions of liters of tequila in China.
Mi nombre es Félix. Soy el jimador de Casa Herradura.
Félix is a jimador. Jima means to harvest an agave.
6 años tengo trabajando.
He's been doing this for the last 16 years.
Mi padre me enseñó el oficio de la jima.
His dad was the one that taught him to be a jimador.
¿Por qué es el nombre de la herramienta? Coa.
The jimador used this tool, which is called coa. It's very sharp to harvest the agave. He's shaving all the pencas away from the agave. Penca, it's the agave leaf. They are very spiky. They have a lot of little spines and thorns. It's like a protection for the heart of the agave.
My name is Ruben Aceves.
global brand ambassador for Casa Herradura.
I'm just getting back from Juarez, Mexico, and I'll tell you something I want you to know. My forehead is aching, it throbs and it twirls from drinking tequila and teasing the girls.
Agave business is a casino business. You have to be able to predict what the consumption of your spirit is going to be in the market 8 years ahead.
My name is David Suro, president of the Tequila Interchange Project, and also the president of Siembra Azul Tequila.
The tequila industry, the regulations allow us to use only one type of agave, the agave tequilana Weber Blue variety. 100% of the reproduction of agave is done now through cloning the plants.
The summer gets hotter and hotter every year. Traditionally, for the blue agave, it took 8 to 10 years to grow and mature. And now we are looking that the agave is maturing at 5, 6, 7 years old. Less sugar content because the plant is forced to grow and mature faster. And everybody's talking about it. Calentamiento global, global warming. We are right now at La Alteña Distillery. This is one day's harvest. We process about 20 tons of agave per day. 7 ovens to very slowly cook the agave, fermenting in wooden vats, the way that all tequilas were 100 years ago. So we generate organic compost and leave it so Mother Nature do its own thing.
Tequilera means a woman that works in the industry and produces tequila. My name is Carmen Villarreal. I am the general director of Tequila San Matias. In our pre-Columbic history, Mayahuel was a goddess, the agave goddess, for fertility. Our agaves can have 10 or 12 babies. I like to relate that history with our history now. To grow wellness for our country with fertility and productivity.
This story was produced by the Kitchen Sisters in collaboration with Nathan Dalton. It was mixed by Jim McKee. You can visit the agave fields around Tequila at npr.org.